We know that the Word of God changes our lives forever and ever. So, Father, we just want to say thank you so much. Thank you again. Holy Spirit, have your way in this message, which is July 26, 2023. July 26, 2023. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for giving us the word that we need to hear, our daily bread, our daily encouragement, our daily strength, our daily power. Thank you so much, and our daily wisdom and knowledge that you give us in your word. So I thank you so much for this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that you are a great and mighty God. You never leave us nor forsake us. You are always with us, and we want to say thank you so much. Amen. We're going to be speaking on give God your all. Give God your all. How many of us give God our all, or do we surrender all? Some of us don't want to give God our all. We just want to give part of us to Him because we want to do what we want. But God says, you know what? Give me all your all and surrender me. Surrender yourself to me and I will take care of you. Amen. So let's look at Psalms 103, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 103, verses 1 to 3. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know what? That's a good scripture. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, that's not the one I want to read to you. So let me start again. I'm so sorry. There is nothing God can't handle. There is nothing God can't handle. And we're going to look at Mark 10:27. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible for God. Can I hear an amen? For all things are possible with God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If there are no impossibilities, then we can live in constant victory, and nothing can threaten us or make us feel afraid of the future. Everything that is in the will of God will be accomplished in His way, in His timing. Is life too much for us? Is there anything that we just cannot handle? Not according to God, for He says through the Apostle Paul that we can do all things through Christ, who is our strength. We are ready for anything and equal to anything through Him, who infuses our inner strength into us, according to Philippians 4:13, who infuses us in the inner strength into us. Amen. We have inner strength, not strength on the outside, not physical strength, but we have spiritual strength. Amen. Inner strength that comes from God Himself. Before we let go and let God be our all in all, we usually have to find out the hard way that we cannot do it all on our own. And I'll raise my two feet. We do until what we make it hard for ourselves. And God is trying to make it easy. And we say, oh, no, I can do it. I can do it. And all this time, God just waits and sees. And we get ourselves into trouble. And then we cry out to Him. And thank God for His grace and His mercy and His compassion and His faithfulness. He comes to rescue us all the time. The hard way means we keep trying and failing over and over until we admit total dependence on God. It can be a long and painful journey, and some never reach the end of themselves. And how many of you know people like that? I know people, and I go, how long is it going to take you? Don't you get the message? Don't you want to just give up control? Why do you want to control everything? You want to control people. You want to control the words. You want to control everything. You want to be in control. And we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. Because if we are not humble people and we walk in humility, how do we expect others to walk? How are we supposed to be examples if we are not humble people and walking in humility? Amen. But for those who do, hallelujah, say, I'm one of those that will do what God says. It is the beginning of living with their souls at rest. And oh, how I thank you, Lord. I want my soul at rest. Don't you want your soul at rest? Amen. If you don't, then you need to take another dip in the Holy Ghost. You need to be dipped several times to get your mind renewed and get into the flow of what God has for your life. They know they can't do it all, but they also know that God can, and they decide that watching Him do what needs to be done as only He can do will be entertaining. We can sit back and let God do it because He assures us that He will take care of us. It's not that we don't do nothing, but we surrender all. We give Him everything, everything, people. I love to watch God work. I love His presence. Oh, I love His anointing. I love His word. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? It is one of the greatest pleasures in life to know that my Father God takes great care of me. And I just roll all my cares and anxieties and worries upon Him, knowing that He will take care of me and He will get me to the other side, and I can have victory every day. Victory, victory. I shout victory, victory, victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace, grace, and victory in the Lord. Since we know that God is keeping the universe running properly every second and every day, why would we doubt that He can take care of us? Why do we doubt it? Why do we doubt that He can't take care of us? Because we can't see Him? We are spirit beings in this earth. Amen? We are spirit beings, and we connect God with our spirit, not with our flesh or with our mind, but with our spirit. He has all the power, all authority, all wisdom, all knowledge. Amen? And He loves us with a perfect love that is promised to us unconditionally and forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise you, Lord. Are you leaning on Him in every situation? Do you trust God? Like He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Are you doing that? Do you believe God is good and that He wants to be good to you? Put your faith in Him and enter into His rest. Oh, we can enter into His rest and walk in peace, where the Lord says that He is the peace of God that passes all understanding, that will flood our hearts with peace. And that's what I want to do. I want to walk in peace all the time. I don't want to be frustrated. I don't want to be worrying. I don't want to be critical. I don't want to be doubting. I want to walk in the love of God. Amen. And His glory and His presence. Trust in Him. Do you believe God has the power to help you? Yes, I do. And that since He has all wisdom, He knows exactly what to do and when to do it in my life and in your life. Amen? Lean on Him completely. Rely on Him. Cling unto Him and trust Him to give you the strength to do what you need to do while you wait on Him to do what only He can do. And when we wait, we don't just sit and wait. We continue to serve. We continue to do our assignment. We continue to run our race. We continue to walk in faith. We continue to let out the two-edged sword out of our mouths, wailing it out every day, speaking the word of God. Amen? We don't just sit around and do nothing and wait on Him. He does the impossibility and we do the possible. And we depend on Him to do the impossible. Amen? So I just encourage each one of you, and even me, to trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. And let the peace of God that passes all understanding flood your mind and your heart and your emotions and your feelings. Don't let your feelings rule you. Don't let your flesh tell you what to do. When the stinking flesh shows up and wants to throw a fit and act unbecomingly or be critical and be nasty or have anger and act up, you tell it, no, you don't. No, you don't. You will not act in a carnal, fleshly way. You are a child of God, and you will act in love, and you will be cordial, and you will walk in love and in peace so others may know the Lord Jesus Christ and that you can be an example to others. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, and people will see the glory of the Lord is risen upon you and me going forth in His presence and in His love. Amen. So let's set our minds on things above, not earthly things, because believe me, we can see everything that is all around us, so much evil. These days are evil, but God says, you know what? Walk circumspectly. Walk according to the Word of God. Walk according to discerning of the Spirit. Walk according to the Spirit of seeing and knowing that when God speaks to you in that still small voice, we can hear Him and we will obey. Hear and obey, and the enemy cannot stay. Hear and obey, and the enemy cannot stay. We thank the Lord for that word of wisdom that God gave to Pastor Jesse. Hear and obey, and the enemy cannot stay. Amen. So thank you so much again for tuning in. And we just thank you so much for listening in. And you all know that we are on YouTube. And on Mondays, you can watch us on YouTube. But only on Wednesdays, we have the Daily Bread, only on Wednesdays. And on Sundays, we have in-person services at the Baca Center in Round Rock. If you would like to join us, come and see us. But if you can't, on Mondays, you can see our Sunday service on YouTube. So we thank you so much. May the Lord bless you, continue to bless you, and His goodness is chasing after you. His blessings are all around you. His protection and His love is a canopy of love and protection over all the listeners that are listening and hearing and obeying. So we thank you so much. Have a blessed week. And Brother Andrew will come next Wednesday to bring daily bread. So thank you so much. We love you. And thank you for your prayers. We sense your prayers and we thank you. We thank you for all your offerings that you send, because as you know, our seed is known around the world. It goes forth to many nations, touching many lives, and we want to get as many people as we can into the kingdom of God and going to heaven with us. Amen. Can I hear an amen? We love you. God bless you. Have a great week. Amen.